Hello, and welcome to Ramping Up Podcast with Fiona Gully and Matt Taylor. I am currently on tour in Salt Lake City, Utah, and if you're seeing this now, you missed that, but I'm still on tour. You can catch me in New York City at Gramercy Theater July 25th. July 26th, I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut. July 30th, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, the Punchline. And July 31st, I'll be in Nashville at Zany's Comedy Club. So that's just till July. Get your tickets to those shows at FionaColley.com. And enjoy the episode. The very funny Christina Mariani is our guest today. And yeah, all right. We're ramping up. Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Gully
and Matt Taylor, and we're out here.
I love this.
We are here at the Creek and Cave Studio in Austin, Texas, and we are back with another one of our favorite comedians. Take it away.
Christina Mariani.
Yeah.
Hi.
You're like, oh, fuck, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Really good.
Yeah.
Never been better.
So let's see. We always like to start out with an icebreaker question just to kind of loosen up. She's got some crazy ones that we want to ask. What is the wildest DM you've ever received?
Man, I talked about this. I'll do a different one. I don't know.
It's sad that
I don't
so
feel
many.
Like they're that crazy. They're none of them have like surprised me that much.
Oh, wow.
I have a guy who really wants to get my feet peaked. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, so he keeps messaging me different offers. So it started off at like 100 and now it's at like 600, but I keep like ignoring it. But I'm like, well, if he goes up a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah. We're
What's
talking
the price
1200?
Point you're looking for?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know that I would ever do that because I just, you know, but I'm like, maybe I can be bought, you know? Maybe enough money. You know, I recorded a video, like a silly one, where I'm making my feet talk, or like I'm just being like, oh, you like this shit, and I'm just wiggling my toes, but I never sent it was for me, and then I laughed at it. I'm like, that would be funny to send, like, a maybe that's a business.
You never realized that video is going to be worth $20,000 someday.
No, but I don't want to send it, but I think it would be funny to make funny feet because they're, you know, it's a fetish, but it's a funny fetish.
Yeah. You just do like a stand-up routine as your feet?
Yeah. Like, what did this little piggy do? I don't know.
You do crowd work to the other foot?
Yeah.
Like, this one's the comic, that one's the crowd.
I put my best foot forward.
There you go. Nice.
Banner.
That's hate speech on this podcast.
Dude, I get really fucked up DMs, like, constantly.
Really?
The most common one I get, like... Like, I've gotten it, like, 12, 15 different times from different people asking if I will roll over their dicks with my wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, I will. Like,
do they,
for
like,
free.
Offer to pay you for
it? Oh, yeah. I've had people figure out what my Venmo is and just, like, send me money hoping... I'll, like, send something, and I'm like, no.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. But that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I got, like, a built-in fetish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, my life's, like, really good. So.
Yeah, no. No one's ever asked me to run over their dick.
Sure. One day they will. It's coming, and so are they.
Yeah. You know? Or just, like, even step on it or anything, you know? Like,
I like that. You could combine the foot fetish with the
with
dick smashing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like anything you can think of is a fetish. Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah. I find it interesting that the foot fetish stuff feels like the most highlighted one right now.
Yeah.
Like, we act like it's so crazy, and I think everyone's like, yeah, isn't that funny? But I think a lot more people are, like, very serious about it than we realize.
Oh, yeah. I think it's because feet are so, like, forbidden, right? They're just always hiding underneath.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because I think hands are more attractive than feet. Like, I'll look at a guy's hands, and I'll be like, oh, those are some manly hands. That's attractive. Is that weird?
No, I get it.
But I never hear about hand fetishes. I always hear about foot fetishes. And feet look kind of weird. Like, even the cute ones are just kind of weird. They're like...
Like, I just feel like feet are meant to be, like, utility. And it's weird to want to fuck them.
Yeah. It is weird. I think... What's a weirder body part to want to have?
Elbows?
Elbows? No, but look. Knee pits.
Knee pits?
But see, these can transform into, like...
That's a good point.
You know, like, they look like cleavage a little bit. That makes more sense.
You can make this look like a butt?
Yes. Remember when we used to send those pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I used to.
Still get them every week. Yeah. Okay. I should shave my legs and sell feet pic. I have really nice feet for men.
No, you
I feel like I get away with like having ladies' feet and like.
He has toes that are fused together.
What?
I have twin toes.
On both
feet.
I think it was because I was born premature. So like the last things that like develop. Maybe you're like your, what would that be, phalanges?
Yeah.
So like the two, like my middle finger toe and my ring toe are like that far down. So like where it would go that far down, they're like stop like right there on both of my feet.
At least you can still wear flip-flops, right? Like
yeah,
it's not
didn't,
the toes.
Didn't kill that one. That
I don't
was
like
nice.
Men that wear flip-flops.
Me either.
I don't want to see your fucking feet.
No.
Call me a prude.
No. Especially when they wear long jeans and flip-flops. It's like, oh, that doesn't even make sense.
Yes.
I hate that. Because like, why? Why? Are you cold or not?
Yeah. Yeah. Biggest dance. Okay.
Exactly. Or what's the other one? Ripped jeans. I don't like it when guys wear ripped jeans.
No. Or like stylish jeans in any way. Just fucking put pants on.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the Dave.
And I think for me, it's like, not straight men, I should say. Gay guys can do whatever they want, you know, whatever. But like a straight guy with ripped jeans, I'm like, did you work for that? Did you earn those rips?
Have you seen the straight guys with the ribbed jeans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I hate that.
Like acid washed.
Yeah, ribbed. And then they got like the little, dude, John Wesley used to have a pair of those.
Jeez. I wonder if they're like. Because it's an edgy thing, right? At that point when you're doing that.
Yeah.
It's like supposed to be. Edgy.
Like, is this birth control for you? Like, I don't.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't like that either.
I'm in my celibate era with these jeans.
Okay. I do want to know, though. You're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
What's your, like, origin story? Like, what made you want to? What was your first? Yeah.
So, I was living in California doing insurance, and then I kind of just moved to Texas because it was during COVID, and then stand-up was something I wanted to try because I'd always been scared of public speaking, and I couldn't even talk in meetings at my job like in insurance. Whenever I had to talk, I would just freeze up and like almost pass out, and so doing stand-up was one of my goals to like get over that fear. And then I started doing it and I was like, oh, I actually love doing this, and I've just been doing it ever since. But like looking back, I feel like I was always trying to make my dad laugh, you know, growing up. Like, so I feel like I've always wanted to make people laugh and stuff. So
do you have siblings?
Mm-hmm. I have a sister and two brothers.
Are you like middle?
No, I'm the oldest. So I'm the most traumatized. I think that's
Yeah, you get it the worst. The first always does.
Yeah, they're figuring out all out with you.
Yeah. But it's good. Now I'm happy about it. Because I see my little brother, and I love my little brother, but he's not funny. He's too happy. He's too well-adjusted.
Dude, I understand. I'm the middle.
Oh, yeah?
Which in my household was the worst place to be. So
why?
My parents are divorced. My dad's not around. My mom worked all the time. And my older sister, she was like an alcoholic drug addict. So she wasn't there. So I kind of got, I was the oldest. I raised my little brother for a good chunk of his life. He's 5 years younger than I am. And I used to like, I was 10 and he was 5 and I'd have to like make him dinner every night and like all this shit. I don't know. It's not that bad. We had money.
Oh, that's good.
Just didn't have like parents.
Yeah. Mine. Yeah. No, I mean, mine were really present, but like when they're around, they can also like beat you. So, you know, that's so it's really like pros and cons.
Sometimes they're a little too present.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. But I mean, you know, I think everyone has, yeah, I don't know. It's so awkward.
No, definitely.
I'm sorry that your parents are.
Like that sucked. I'm sorry. Now I'm in a wheelchair.
I can't relate. Mine were around all the time.
Dude, that.
That's a good question. Would you rather have an absent parent or a parent that beat the shit out of you?
Absent.
I think for me, I don't know. He didn't, I don't feel like I got the shit beaten out of me. It was when I deserved it, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah, absolutely.
They
were, yeah.
They loved me, my parents. So like, I would rather have like my, but if it was someone super abusive, you mean, where they just like would get drunk like,
yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah. Absent, probably.
Yeah.
Because with absent, I feel like, oh, you don't know how that's going to affect you emotionally. You kind of get to choose a little bit more your own adventure. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's beating the shit out of you every day, for sure you're going to get something bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get a new hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you... I first saw you not on Kill Tony, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you were in Nashville for a little bit, like, a while ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, actually.
You came in to do a spot on a bar show I was doing, and I was like, oh, man, she's the prettiest comedian.
Wow, that's so nice. I think you're the prettiest.
Oh, my God, stop.
Should we make out?
Prettiest bipedal comedian I've ever seen.
So nice. Thank you.
No, and then you were funny as fuck, and you're very dark. And I was like, oh, my God. Competition, you know. Like, oh god,
we're soul sisters.
It's true. Yeah. I feel like if I could walk, I would be just like you.
I feel like I get a lot of comments on Instagram, like referring to you, and this one comment I got was like, "I'm happy she gave up the wheelchair bit," or like something like that.
Oh, shit.
And or I don't know, like a weird comment like that. And but just comments where people say that they mix this up. There's a picture in the green room at Mothership of you, and Tony was like, "Who drew a picture of you, Christina?" And I was like, "I don't think that's me because she had red hair."
Wait, there's a picture of me?
Someone drew like a fan picture.
That's so cool and really funny. It's
surprised
the glasses
didn't tell you.
And the long hair.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That I'm complimented as fuck.
I
about
think so
that.
Too. I get complimented when people do that. I'm like, I almost didn't tell you because I was worried you wouldn't like that comparison.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Matt's like,
no, I'm having a blast. This is great.
I love that. Okay, wait. So. You work at the Mothership.
Well, now I'm a full-time comedian, so I'm
happy. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, thanks. It was my goal this year. So
fuck yeah.
It's exciting.
That's amazing.
That's always the best feeling ever when you finally get to make that jump.
It's hard, though, because there's not, like, a playbook. Oh, I'm like, okay, you've done this, this, and this. You're ready to go full-time. The guy always feels risky.
Yeah. I didn't quit for like a while, even though I was like getting pretty busy with my schedule and stuff. Cause even when I had my insurance job, I kept it a lot while doing comedy. I was doing both. Cause I get so like anxious. I want to make sure that like, but then at some point you have to like, it's the scary thing, you know, like just doing things that you're scared of and just like, oh, okay. I'm going to feel uncomfortable for a little bit, but then ultimately it's good, you know? So I kept it for like longer than I needed to, just in case kind of thing. I didn't want to, you know?
Yeah.
That was me. I mean, I was in social work for 5 years of doing comedy before luckily I got picked up by a comic and was like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, he was like out doing shows and mic'd till like 1 a.m. and then waking up at 5 every day.
Oh, yeah. It was... I got fired actually because I couldn't. So that made it better actually. So I didn't have to make the decision. I was like, I can't, because I was also staying up super late all the time, and then I got fired from my insurance job, and then Theo asked me to go on the road. So then it was good like coincidence. Like I was like, oh good, that's so that I don't feel as like.
It bad. Is funny how like the timing line, like it just works out.
Yeah, sometimes it's.
And I think it speaks volume because, I mean, it's weird. Like, taking risk is, like, the scariest thing in the world, but its payoff is almost inevitable if you just put in the effort and the time. And
yeah.
Some people quit their job way too early.
How'd you like going in the rep with Theo? I just got to open for him, too.
Yeah.
Do you have fun? I think he thought I was you. That's he kept being like, what happened?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I told you to buckle up, and I was like, what?
Oh, that's so funny. Did you have a good time?
I did. I got to be one of his openers at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That was sick.
Yeah, that's so fun. I was 2 years in to comedy when I got to go on the road with him, which I was like, oh my god, this is so... You know, like I didn't feel really. I was like, I felt like an imposter. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, do you get that too?
Literally always. Right now, really? I feel that way. I'm like the most. I was saying earlier, Rachel Wolfson was here, and I was like, we're all Christina because we're all actually anxious. You just like do like the face, but we all feel that way.
I feel honored. I am the poster child of anxiety.
You are us, we are you.
Yeah, good. We're all the same. Except people don't ask me for weird, kinky requests.
Hey, one day if you work hard.
Yeah, don't worry, they're coming. They'll be there.
Maybe, but it's kind of nice then. Maybe they're like, we're gonna scare her if we ask her for
that's true. We don't want to rattle her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't want to freak her out.
Yeah, just start with feet. That's like the lightest one.
Sorry, I don't know like your timeline that well. Had you done Kill Tony? And then Theo picked you up?
Oh, yeah. So I did my first Kill Tony like 3 months into doing comedy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, because everybody, I don't know, I just moved to Austin and I tried stand up and then I was like, oh, this is cool. And then everybody was always signing up for Kill Tony and everybody kept telling me not to because I was so like
young. Yeah.
But I'm very stubborn and I was like, no, I think I can do it. Like, and it's going to be just one of those things that I'm scared to do. And I end up doing, sorry, this was a very long-winded answer. Yeah. After I went on the road.
No, I like this. Keep telling.
That was pretty much it, I guess. But then I went on the road and, I was really nervous to be on the road with him. I didn't know how to act. I was probably super weird.
Well, he's weird, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it, like, made me feel more weird.
Yeah, you're like, I feel seen. Yeah. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, but he's really cool. Mm. Really nice.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is very nice. My first time meeting Theo, I was in the green room in Nashville at Zany's, and... I'm sitting in my wheelchair, and he walks in, he's just staring at me, and he sits in a chair like this right next to me, still staring, and he goes, so, did you break your legs?
Oh, my God.
I was like, I fucking wish.
Oh, my God.
He's a character.
Yeah.
Like, his whole, like, onstage thing is not a persona. Like, he truly is
not
that.
At all. Yeah. That's how he is. It's, yeah. But I mean, I guess that's why, like, people probably connect with him is because it's just genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Did you, so he was, like, your first, like, feature on the road?
Yeah, the first open. Yeah, it was insane. That's
a big one.
Yeah. And, yeah, like, I'd never done arenas before or anything like that.
You were doing arena.
I don't know. Is it an arena? I think it was. Like, it was like 8,000 people.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It almost felt like there was no people at all, like, when there's that many people. Yes. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just, like, so cavernous.
Yeah.
There's so much room.
I did a show in New Jersey, and I made a 9/11 joke, and I could tell that it didn't go
well. Oh, I didn't read that.
Oh my God, well. I want the whole story.
Well, that was like pretty much it.
Are you willing to tell the joke on here? No, you do not have to.
Yeah,
it was it's kind of a silly joke. I don't think it's that bad. I could do it. I mean, okay, okay. It's really short.
Okay.
It was just kind of like, you know, never heard of a Muslim superhero, but if there was one, would it be kind of like, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's another plane.
That's good. I know that joke fucking works everywhere else in the country.
Yeah, and I was like, why does no, oh, I'm in New Jersey. It's just, oh, oops.
I knew I should have taken that gig at Ground Zero.
Yeah, but I think, like, I've learned more about reading a room since then. I try
to. That's a hell of a way to learn.
Yeah. But
only, have you been on the road with anyone else?
Mm-mm.
Just Theo.
Yeah. I did a Killers of Kill Tony thing.
Oh, hell,
that was
fun.
Yeah. That was a good
was
time.
Was that, like, different feeling because people kind of knew who you were there?
Well, actually, I feel like they didn't really know who I, because I'm not like a regular or anything on Kill Tony. I just had like a few minutes, and I did the panel recently and I didn't talk at all, so maybe I'm overcompensating now. I'm like, look, I can talk, I swear.
Please, I'll fucking sing.
Have you done the panel? Probably
no. I want to.
What is that like? It feels like it would be like one of the most nerve-wracking things to like.
It was so nerve-wracking. I was so excited. He called me like 2 hours before the fact. So I was so like, but yeah, of course I'm going to. That's exciting. Yeah, and it was at Vulcan, which is where I went on the first time, you know? So it was so random. Like, it felt like a full circle moment almost. Yeah. So I was like, this is cool. But I was so nervous. I was in my head the entire time. Like, I kept trying to get the microphone. I'm like, nah, that's going to sound stupid. That's going to sound stupid. But turns out, just sitting there looking scared also looks stupid. So
it's so funny. I did watch it. And there, you did?
Oh, God, I couldn't. I didn't watch it.
You being shy and anxious is like your brain.
Yeah, it felt like you were just doing it, your character. Like, really? Your own stage
Oh,
character.
My God. If you guys could see under the table, I was picking all my nails off. Like, it was like,
oh, my God.
So nervous.
I was wondering, like, when you're up there, does it feel like Tony's like, say something at any point?
Well, no. He, in fact, I think he was trying to be nice and like give me an ins too, but I was just so in my head. So I kept telling. It's so dumb. I kept telling David Lucas the comments I wanted to make out loud, and then he kept laughing, and then I kept being like, fuck, I should have said that.
That's what was happening. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, I mean, it's like the highest stakes, I feel like, and it's like being in a circle riffing with like comedians that are very well versed and just riffing, and you're like, what if I bomb this conversation?
Exactly. But I think if I were to do it again, I would just say the even if it, you know, like, I think it was a good lesson for me to like
to
be more confident, or
mm-hmm.
just be like not second guess myself.
Just fucking say it.
Yeah, because I get so anxious and insecure, and it's like, it's a process.
Dude, I get it. Had you drank anything before?
Oh, I started drinking like because Addy was bringing David Lucas drinks, and I was like, it's fine, I want to be clear-headed. And then after like three people of not saying anything, I was like, hey, can I get what he's having, actually? Yeah. And I just like kept drinking, and then I started feeling a little looser, mm-hmm. and then the episode was over.
I was like, I think I would definitely pre-game my band.
I should have. Next time, I'm going to do all the drugs.
Yeah, I love it.
It is funny watching some of the guests and see how much they drink, and you can tell it's just from like the nerves. Like, I'm trying to think who I remember seeing, like, man, they are downing drinks. Just, you can tell, but they're like loosening up as it goes.
Yeah, that was the other thing too. I wanted to seem like demure about it. Like, I didn't want to seem like, like an alcoholic. But everyone knew, like, I didn't go on the Reddit or the comments or anything because I know that they're going to be so mean.
You're a better person than me.
I can't do it.
I constantly am like, what the fuck are they saying about me? And I got on Reddit the other day and like looked my name up and I was like, I'm not doing that again.
Nope. I just knew from the direct messages and comments on my posts on Instagram that people like hated my panel appearance. So I was like, well, I'm not looking at anything else. If they feel the need to find me and reach out to me to let me know, like, hey, by the way, you sucked. I'm like, oh, so they're probably going to be super mean. Like, can you imagine?
I feel like you handled it well, though. Like, even the after post, you posted something and said something like addressing it. Was funny.
Well,
so
they're not wrong. I was just like, they're scared. So it was kind of funny. I just didn't say a single thing. So it's like, yeah, what am I going to do? It is funny.
But you're also not the only panelist that has been like that. That's like actually pretty common.
Yeah. That's what a few of the other comedians that went on were like, yeah, that was how mine went too. And I'm like, really? Like, yeah, but it wasn't a big deal. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, hell, remember when John Chris went on? Yeah. He got like five words out the whole time, and he's a big theater comedian.
Also, the other thing, too, is I know what it feels like to be the comedian in that, like, position. And it's like, oh, my God, if they were feeling even half as nervous as I was feeling every appearance, it's like, I didn't want to do anything to make them feel, you know, like, so I think I need to think about it. Like, maybe I could give them like tags or something. Yeah. Like, maybe I don't have to roast them or anything.
That's
like that.
That's the stress in my head. Yeah. I think I'd feel pressured to like, I got to join in and roast
them.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
I don't. Yeah. It's like our thing is not being a dick to people.
No, I don't want them to feel bad. They're like putting themselves out there and it's so nerve wracking. But you know, people have done it where, like, Christina P, when she went on, she was so nice and uplifting to all of them. So, like, maybe there is a way to do it, but I think I'm just, like, my personality is too weak. I would just give in,
like,
to peer pressure.
Trying to do a roast that bombs is way worse than saying something nice that doesn't get a reaction.
Wait, that is. But I feel like the Kill Tony people will be like, what the hell is happening?
It's weird because that's how Kill Tony started out. Like, originally, he would give, like, you know, like, notes or, like, hey, maybe try it this way or do that. Like, he would give advice. Mm-hmm. And then, over time, it just transitioned to, like, more of the roast style.
Yeah.
Like a sink or swim gladiator style.
Well, Tony's so quick. He's so good. Like, and they're always so clever. Like, so.
I think he's, like, built for, he built that for
him. He's so quick. Like, yeah.
So how long did you work at the mothership before you
2 years.
Took off?
Or no. When did the mothership open? Has it been 2 years?
Yeah, I'd say so, because you were there a year ago for Kill Tony, and then
I think it was 2 years.
It was
years already
open for about a year, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, 2 years then. Because I've been doing comedy for 4 total now, so 2 years before and then, yeah,
we're the same person.
Oh, really? Nice.
When's your birthday?
May 14th.
Your birthday's May 14th.
Really? Oh my god.
July 19th.
Nice.
And I'm 4 years in as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
What the hell?
It's maybe like parallel universes.
It's what the hell? Yeah. I would be you. That, how tall are you? You're tall.
I'm 5'8" and a half, 5'9". Yeah.
I'm 6 foot.
Who knows, right?
Prove me wrong.
Somebody guessed it perfectly last night. Who was that?
5'5".
Yeah. 5'6" and a half, if I'm being totally honest. That one hurts.
It's a short king.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-mm. I love short kings.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think short kings are... I feel like all the guys I've dated have been shorter than me.
Yeah. Just it's weird, like, some more personality.
I've never, like... Like, because you're, you know, you being 5'5", that's still very relevant to, like, my height. I've never attracted women that were, like, significantly shorter than me. Like, they're, like, you know, like, 5 foot, 5'2", 5'1". Like, it's always been right around my height or, like, taller.
I feel like it's always the girls that are, like, so short it could be a disability that look for men that are fucking 6'5".
Yeah. They always are, and they always end up getting the really tall guys. And then I'm, you know, I don't care really, like, their personality. It's just, but like, it's a short guy because I'm so tall. It's like, when we're 69, I suck on his toes kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's just stuff like that. He's giving me head. I'm giving him head, shoulders.
I'm giving him a pedicure.
That's good. He's giving me head. I'm giving him a pedicure.
Or then when I wear their clothes, they're kind of tight on me. You know, like, then I don't like that. I feel like, I'm like, oh, I, you know.
The amount of times that he has pulled out my jeans and thought they were his. I'm like,
maybe that pair.
I know,
like,
it makes you feel like
I'm a monster.
That's how I feel. It's like, it's not about them being little, it's about me being big.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a boyfriend hoodie in our relationship. Mm-mm.
I do.
There's
feel
a girlfriend
like
hoodie, it fits
dating
me.
Dating like a short guy is really close to being in like a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, I mean, the guys I've dated, yes, because they're kind of girly too. Like, you know, like they're kind of bitchy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they're not, like they're insecure. I guess that's, insecure is a feminine quality, right? That's not it. To be insecure is a girly
quality. Lesbians seem pretty confident.
I think everybody's kind of insecure and everybody has different fronts. Like, you know me, you could pretty much tell, right? As soon
you're
as you interact.
With
I'm
it.
Just like, hey, I'm insecure. Just so everyone knows, I'm not hiding it. I'm not trying to. But then some people, they'll like go the other way where they try to seem like more confident, but you can still tell. It's like,
because so
game
worse.
Recognizes game. It's like, yeah. I see your insecurity, but you're just expressing it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked Rachel about this earlier, but do you feel, because you're like very pretty.
That's nice to keep telling you that. Maybe I'll be a lesbian.
Fine. But like, that really is sort of like a disability when it comes to stand up. Like, people do not like when you're like attractive and what's the word? Like a universal way. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to like fight. So it's like, please stop like hating me because you think I am cocky or something.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if that's what people's first, because I don't think that I'm like, you know, I'm fine, but I don't feel like, do you know, like, I don't feel like that's the thing that, and even if it was something that was like people judge me off of that, as soon as I open my mouth, I think it just, it overrides it, you know,
kind of. That's what kinda. I was about to say. I wonder if like having like that shy, timid personality kind of.
I think it's disarming.
Balances out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my wheelchair cancels my shit out.
Your hotness. Yeah. No, you're still hot. You're getting DMs. People want you to run over their penis.
Yeah. They don't want Uggos running over them. You know?
Oh, my God. But
if
no,
anything, guys are like, yes, I can't run away.
Yeah.
You know?
They love like, that. I'm not going to say it again. Every time I PS bleep
it
out, I'm sorry.
What?
You just did.
Great.
Y'all out here demonetizing the shit out of this podcast.
Anything can be
funny.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe the context. would have to be funny.
Also, huh? What was he wearing?
Yeah, no.
Jorts.
Exactly. Gray sweatpants. That's.
It was sweatpants season, obviously. Oh, that's funny.
I think gray sweatpants are one of the most attractive things like a guy can. Mm-hmm. Just like any guy who's just like messy hair. Like,
yeah.
Kind of homelessly, but like.
I like him bald.
What?
Men.
Are you bald?
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know he was bald when I met him.
You sensed it.
I had a joke where I take off my hat and you could audibly hear her go. I was like, well, damn.
I literally was like, what? I've actually never been with a bald guy and now I'm fucking marrying a bald guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
pretty. We're humble and kind because we've
lost
our
hair. What's the difference between a bald guy and a guy with hair?
They aren't dicks. I think guys with hair have too much confidence that I don't think, not a hot take, but I don't think anyone should be like feel better than or like proud of something they haven't earned. And I think that goes with like looks. Unless you paid for it, you earned it. I think be fucking like I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Bought my nose. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when guys think that like they're like all this because they're 6 feet tall, mm-hmm. I'm like, you didn't do
it. Right.
You just had a gene pool lottery.
No, I feel like baldness is from like part of it is a lot of testosterone, right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense then why bald guys would be so like, they're guys, you know, they're men. They're like.
He like very, he's not like insecure about anything.
And that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. I've dated a lot of insecure.
I'm not insecure?
No, I don't.
I wear hats for a living.
You look good in hats, brother.
That's why I do it. It's definitely not what's underneath.
Well, I think bald guys are cool. And
thank you.
Yeah, they're very good at head.
Right,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You look down, it looks like your stepdad's going down on you. It's nice. Is that too much?
Okay, I'll kill myself.
They always have really good facial hair, though, like bald
That's
guys.
That's true.
You have
and
to.
Back hair, bro.
Yeah,
That's
it just
funny.
Falls right to your back.
I feel like guys do things to compensate for things that have nothing to do with the original. Like, a beard has not, you know, what? How does that help? But, and also, like, a short guy, when he goes to the gym and gets really buff, how is that helping the...
It doesn't help the height situation.
No, it like, makes you like, more grounded. No.
Yeah, it makes you look even shorter because you just get wider.
Yeah, but I feel like it's that's why they go to the gym is to make up for like the height, but that doesn't have anything to do with each other.
Maybe so it's because they're too short to like reach things on tall shelves, but if they're strong, they can climb to it.
Damn. Oh,
that's
man.
That's good. That's...
Well,
fuck.
There's a new bit.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense.
Wait, I love that. I'll make that bit.
That's hilarious.
Very funny.
Yeah.
A little spider monkey looking at it.
What the fuck, dude?
They're training to be able to reach the top shelf. Yeah. They're parkouring.
Yeah, they're parkouring to put the dishes away.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Although I've never seen a jacked little person. I will say that.
They're all kind of jacked, aren't they?
They have big butts.
They do.
They
do have dumpers on them.
Lie.
Huh?
What?
You what?
Nothing. I'm bombing.
Oh, man.
Is it?
All right,
shit, we got to wrap.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, this was fun.
Yeah.
Sorry
we'll definitely have
late.
You back on next time we come out, too, for a longer
sweet.
Set.
Yeah. Fucking... Oh,
plug anything,
your socials,
everything.
Anything.
Okay. My Instagram is Creamery, CRIIMARII, and I'm on tour right now. So information on the Instagram or ChristinaMariani.com. I forgot. I have a website too.
Slay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I have a disability.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
Baldness.
Just inside my head.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a wrap.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shut up.